From Spark and Anvil and Mythforge, this is Hero King, in Chapter 1 of the Mythforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The Hero King wasn't just a person. He was more like a giant, comfy armchair that happened to be shaped like a king. He wore a crown that looked a size too heavy for his head, so it made him slouch a little, and his shoulders seemed to carry some great, invisible weight. But his eyes were kind, and a warm, cream-colored glow hung about him like afternoon light. The reluctant ruler called to a journey, he'd sigh. It was his favorite thing to say, and he said it the way you say something you know from the inside. His workshop wasn't fancy. It smelled of old paper and something sweet, maybe honey, maybe dust. The walls were covered with maps, but not ordinary maps. These showed no towns and no rivers. Instead, tiny cartoon people trudged along twisting paths, each one following a trail that curved out of sight. "Come in, come in," Hero King rumbled as Maya and the others filed inside. He patted a stack of big, colorful cards on his lap. The call card set. "Careful, they're heavier than they look. Most true things are."
Maya noticed how gently he touched the cards, almost tenderly. "Were you ever called?" she asked. "Like the heroes?" Hero King went quiet. He adjusted his heavy crown, and for a moment he looked very far away. "Once," he said at last. "Long ago, a messenger came to my door with a letter. It said my kingdom needed me, that I had to leave everything safe and known and walk into the dark to set something right." He chuckled, but softly. "And do you know what I did? I said no. I shut the door. I told myself I wasn't ready, that someone braver should go, that the crown didn't fit anyway." He tapped the crown. "I sat in my comfy chair and I refused." "What changed your mind?" Maya asked. "Nothing changed my mind," he admitted. "My mind stayed scared the whole time. But one gray morning I got up and my feet started walking before the rest of me was ready. And I went. It was hard. I stumbled. I missed home. But somewhere out on that long road, I stopped waiting to feel worthy." His voice went warm and low. "Because I learned the secret then. It isn't the crown that makes you a hero king. It's the walking. The journey is the worthiness." He laid out the first card. It showed a person receiving an important-looking letter. "This is the call to adventure," he explained. "Someone tells you to go and do something big, something that will change everything." Then another card. The same person shaking their head, arms crossed tight. "And this is the refusal. Most people don't want to go. It sounds too hard or too scary." He sighed and settled the crown again. "It's a heavy thing, being called." Maya's hand shot up. "So, like if my mom tells me to clean my room and I say no?" Hero King laughed, a low rumble like a bear waking up. "A good start, Maya. But this journey is bigger than a messy room. It's about saving a kingdom, or finding a lost treasure, or bringing peace to a troubled land." He paused, and his eyes softened. "Sometimes it's just about finding out who you really are." He fanned out more cards, an old figure with a long beard. "The mentor, someone who gets you ready, gives advice, maybe a good map. A gate bristling with spikes. The threshold, stepping into the unknown with no turning back. Cards with monsters and knotty puzzles. The trials. A huge dark cave. The ordeal, where you face your greatest fear. A card glowing golden. The transformation. You change. You are not who you were. And last, the person walking home, standing taller. The return. Bringing what you learned back to your world."
"This is the journey shape," Hero King said, tapping the cards with a thick finger. "It happens again and again, across many stories." He turned to the great map on the wall and traced a path with his finger. Take Gilgamesh, a king from the very old land of Mesopotamia. His dearest friend died. That was his call. He set off to find a way to live forever. He didn't want to go, but he had to. His finger slid across the map. Or Odysseus of ancient Greece, 20 long years trying to get home, a very reluctant journey. And Arjuna of India, who had to face a terrible battle he dreaded until his friend Krishna helped him understand his duty. He touched two more places, Beowulf from England, Cuchulain from Ireland. Different people, different monsters, but the same journey shape. Then he grew serious, his kind eyes meeting theirs. Here's the important part. Each hero belongs to their own story. Gilgamesh belongs to Mesopotamia, Arjuna to India. We don't mix them up. We don't pretend they're all the same person. He tapped the map gently. That would be like saying every apple tastes the same. They don't. He lifted a card with a hero standing beneath tall grass. And this is Mwindo of the Nyanga people in Central Africa, and Sindiata of the Mande people in West Africa. Their stories matter just as much, and they follow this shape too. He set them carefully with the others. The pattern is everywhere, but the people are precious and their own.
So, the big idea I teach, Hero King said, leaning forward until the stool creaked, is the called and reluctant journey. His voice dropped, gentle now. You honor each specific story. You study the patterns that connect them, and you remember this. The journey itself makes you worthy. Not power, not being born a king, not even a fancy crown. He patted his own heavy one, and for once it seemed to settle comfortably. Don't think power makes you ready, he added. The journey makes you ready. And don't flatten traditions. Honor the specific heroes who belong to their people. The reluctant ruler called to a journey, he murmured, almost to himself, and looked out the window as if he could see all those roads unwinding at once. Under the weight of his heavy crown, his kind eyes went soft and warm. That full-chested feeling of being proud and a little tender all at the same time. The way you feel when you think of everyone brave enough to say yes to a road that scared them and started walking before they felt ready.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Hero King. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.